Can you tell the story of how you made the bomb?
It's a long story. Every time I'm asked to repeat this, I think I should have prepared a cassette and played every time. Well, if you want, do you want me to recite? Well, I was, it was in 1927, where many of you were not born. I was studying in Pune in Ferguson College, and I never believed it, I never heard of Meher Baba also, nor did I believe in any such things. I come from a very orthodox priestly family, Zoroastrian. My father was a priest. I am also a qualified priest. If anyone wants any ceremonies to be performed in Zoroastrian religion, if anyone gets to marry as a Zoroastrian, I can marry them and give a certificate. But I have not practiced so far. Well, I was studying there, and if you must, many of you must have read about Baba's first secretary, Chanji. He has been related to me. His family, his brother, of course, most of you now know Arnavas. Arnavas, his father, his mother, her mother, her two sisters, and the newly born brother, they all came to Pune. Arnavas's father has an assignment in a construction company in Pune, so he had temporarily come to Pune. So after three daughters, he got his first son, so he thought of bringing the family for a short holiday there. By coincidence, they had a cottage hired in the same compound where I was staying. Naturally, we are relatives, so we used to meet each other. One day, Chanji comes and tells me that we are going tomorrow for a picnic to Ahmednagar, you join us. It was the month of February. I said, next month is my exam and I cannot come now. We can have many more picnics after exam. But he insisted. At night again he came and said, what's the use of studying all the time? Give respite to your mind. Come first, we go in the morning and return in the evening. It's a nice place, it's a historical place, it has a fort and all sorts of things. He bluffed me. Actually, they were not going for a picnic, they were going to see Meher Baba. But he did not say that. If he had said at that time that we are going to see Meher Baba, you join us, I would not have gone. So, well, in any case, we reached Ahmednagar, and then I was very sorry when he said that we are going to see Meher Baba. I said, I was angry rather. All right, they all bowed to Baba, and I did not bow. I said, how can one bow to a human being? Baba smiled and gave me his hand to shake hand. All right, shake hand with me. Finished. What happened in that split second, I do not know. All my preconceived ideas of religion and orthodoxy and Parsi religion and everything vanished. I cannot explain. 53 years have passed. I cannot explain what happened to me, but it struck me that here is somebody. Somebody. I did not take him as God, but here is somebody who is far advanced than what we are, and he could change my entire. He asked me, what are you doing? I said, I'm studying for chemistry. He said, what is the use of studying? Leave off your studies. I got a shock. See, if he was really somebody spiritually advanced, he should have blessed me that I passed through my examination. Then he said, what are you going to do afterwards? I said, well, I would like to study pharmaceutical chemistry. If I can get help, I would go to Germany to study. He smiled, all right, appear for your exam. If you get through, go ahead with your plans. If not, come to me. And I failed. I failed in the subsidiary subject of physics, in the practical. It was a sonometer sound experiment, and I haven't got a musical ear. So I failed for it a few marks, and I was very much disappointed. It was the first failure. So naturally Baba had told me that if you fail, you can. So more and more faith for Baba was created in me. So I go to see him. He said, what's the matter? Doesn't matter. You come to me in my school, you teach in the class school, and after 6 months you can reappear for your examination. But I never did that. And that's why I met him and stayed with him.
Baba sent you off to Persia for St. Petersburg?
No, I should not say Baba sent me. But, you know, after 2 years of my stay with Baba, my father was very much annoyed and he came to Baba and Baba asked me to go with my father. I don't want to relate all this. thing. Otherwise it will be morning and it will still not be finished. You want me to say in a few words 53 years life with Baba. So I went to Baba, he sent me away, ordered me. I was very unhappy. And then I got a job in Persian Gulf, Bandar Abbas. And I went to Baba. It's a nice story. My uncle, my cousin was working in Bandar Abbas, Persian Gulf, in a firm, in a business firm. And my uncle wrote to him that call Merji to Bandar Abbas so that he can forget this Bombay and Mer Baba. So he can be away from here, so he may forget. So that my cousin also, incidentally my boss-to-be was in Bombay at that time. So he wrote to him that I am very much hard up, no one is helping me. All you bring are all useless persons, they are not of any use. You bring this Merji, he's very talented, he's very intelligent, all nonsense. He never knew me anything about me. And I want him to come to assist me here in the office. You bring him. So he called me and I went to see him. He offered me a meager pay of 60 rupees per month. That means at that time it was $20. With food and everything. And deck passage means on the ship, not a cabin, but on the deck as the coolies and ordinary menial workers go. I was even prepared to go at that. I also wanted to go away from Bombay. But without Baba's permission, I could not go. So next morning, I was staying with my uncle in Bombay. I told my uncle that next, I would like to go tomorrow to see cricket match in Nasik. My uncle was very happy that my attention is now going towards games and sports. And so, he gave me 10 rupees and I came straight to Ahmednagar by the night time. I went to see Baba, I said, what brings you here, Baba, such and such offer is coming, I would like to go to Persia. Baba said, no, not now, no, go back. I was in tears, crying, Baba, what is this? You go back, if you take me as God, I am with you, I will do, you go back, don't worry. I go back and I did not reply to that boss that I am not coming. I had agreed to come. After a time, my cousin, it seems that again wrote to the boss that as usual you have been thrifty and you may not have offered him good terms and he is not coming and please bring him, I can work, I am working till 8 o'clock in the evening and still his work is not finished, there is no one to help me. So boss himself came to my uncle's home one day, he had the address. I was fortunately not at home. He tells my uncle that he wanted to come and he did not come and he did not tell me that he is coming or not coming. My uncle said that no, it's not nice, gentleman comes to our house. And you go and tell him that my uncle, my parents, they do not want me to, and they did not want me to go. I said, all right. I went the next morning, but my ego tickled. See, if I had once agreed, and if I tell him that, no, my uncle is not busy, or my parents are not willing, I cannot come, it doesn't look nice, I said. So I thought to bluff him, sir. I said, well, sir, you offered me a meager pay of 60 rupees, and deck passage as if I have a coolie or a cook or somebody. So I did not like to tell you like this, and I did not come. But what do you want? I don't know you. Your cousin writes to me that to bring you. I will pay you 100 rupees. All right, I will pay you 125 rupees. Now 60 to 125 to enter. I will take you in second class cabin on the steamer. Again, so next morning, I again go to Baba. And Baba tells me, now you go. See, the moral of this story is very important. You know, if I had agreed those first terms and I had gone, I was willing to go also. If I had gone, he would have always treated me as a menial or somebody. But here I dictated my terms and his boss also felt that here somebody is dictating me. And that day I went to